such an asshole.
How you kids doing? Hello, I'm 22 and currently work as a software engineer for a place. While I don't enjoy the job that much, the problem is in the next month, my probation period will be up. The company I work for has made it clear they do not seek to renew the contract, but have offered a position as something else. This is just admin work and not exactly what I was expecting to do with my degree, math and computer science. I live in a place which has little jobs for graduates, but I'm sure with some effort. Yeah, you're in a industrial area. Or there'd be some work for software engineers, but you would probably have to go to a place that is more tech, like a tech valley or something like that, which has little jobs for graduates. But I'm sure with some effort and time, around 6 months to a year, probably more is my estimate, I could get another job as an engineer. Yeah, but then your skills would be out of whack by then. I currently live at home with my parents while I save to buy a house. The main issue I'm facing is whether to continue this career path. Honestly, while I'm a competent developer at best, I'm lazy. Because of that laziness, I'm tempted to pursue a master's in teaching. Compared to the United States, the cost of a degree is much cheaper. $8,000 is my estimate of cost. give me some more statistics. This would also be covered by our government's way. Okay, so you get government money to subsidize and pay for your education. So the main cost of going for a master's of teaching is the opportunity cost associated with it. Teachers get paid a lot, honestly too much in my opinion. The number is on average around $80,000 a year, so making over $100,000. I'm content with making this much money. What choice should I make so that I have as much free time as possible in the long term? I could continue with software engineering. However, I hate the constant pressure for you to work overtime, meet deadlines. Admin will drive me insane. And while I do enjoy teaching and that sweet, sweet time off when the kids are on school holidays, I'm aware of the opportunity costs associated. Could you please send a quote for both email and video? Yes, I'm assuming the prices you give are in US dollars. I won't try to skim you. Yeah, I charge you a lot of money for this. Yeah, man, you could go be a teacher. I just go be a teacher. Because here's the thing, they all suck, all right? And you're not going to really teach these kids anything different. Yeah, go be a teacher. Why not? But don't have any expectations that you're going to do anything in life, all right? And, you know, laziness, that's like, it's contradictory or contradictorily. It's a paradox in that laziness, in one hand, is the best long-term, most tried and true survival mechanism of the human race. Like, you're lazy because you wanted to save energy in the past when food was ample. Well, now times have changed that you're not going to starve, certainly not in a first world nation. And laziness then becomes a life killer. It destroys you. It makes your life irrelevant. Like in the olden times, it was just to get by. That was a successful life. You live to procreate another day. All right, that's good. All right, that's not the case anymore. All right, so if you're okay with being a teacher and going and effing off, I there's a piece of me that kind of respects that. Kind of the enjoy the decline. You don't want to have kids. You don't want to get married. You don't want to do much with your life. Okay, but there's going to be a spiritual component where it's like, look, I understand you don't like working overtime and working for a play, but have you tried applying? You must have gone into software engineering for an intellectual reason, some kind of reason. Have you tried sending out resumes? Have you tried living on your own? And here, the only way I could cure laziness is to scare the ever-living piss out of you people as to that second dichotomy effect of laziness, and that destroys your life. Yeah, I mean, yeah, go be a teacher, but you better do something else on the side, like programming, producing something. Are you going to go on adventure? All right, cool. All right. Are you going to be okay in living with yourself like that? And by the way, when you get to teaching, see, at least you have the intelligence and all. Yeah, I'm like you got that intellectual honesty. You're going to be in with the world's, I wouldn't say biggest psychopaths, but the most intellectual inferiors without having an actual mental disorder or a mental impairment. And I know summer's off, that's gonna, or you know, in your case, different, winter's off, whatever it is, you get your summer's off. And that's fun. And you're going to, I'm wondering, like, you're going to be sitting there after 10 years, like, God, I've done nothing with my life. You know, you'll know. You're smart enough to know. Teachers are dumb enough to actually think that being a teacher is a hard job and they're doing something of value to society. Like, they're that stupid. Like, they're all proud. I was a teacher for 30 years. It's like, no, you're an idiot, a moron. You babysat kids for 30 years. That's what you did. You're not going to have that naivete, that ignorance, that cluelessness, that blissful ignorance about your true productivity. And so, well, okay, fine, you can be a teacher, but I would, if you're not going to have kids, you're not going to have a wife, man, I'd be doing something else. I'd be, you know, read Adam Piggott's Pushing Rubber Downhill. I'd have an adventurer life. So I'm almost like, okay, you're going to pay that much money for people to be babysitters in your country? Fine, go ahead, pay them. And then you go have fun and do an adventuring thing. But God Almighty, make your life count. And then, you know, oh, you live at home. Okay. Well, I don't think you're going to be getting the girls. I know housing's expensive where you live. You live at home, dude. God Almighty. Do you want to live? That's where there's this downside. Yes, it's easy. Yes. Okay. And yes, I'm even saying, fine, go ahead. But the downside, the slippery slope, the laziness is you waste your life. I mean, there's this one gal I retweeted or commented on Twitter. She has a doctorate in education. She's a life coach. And it's like, oh my God, just why are you alive? Like, that's your life. That's how you're going to spend your life as a scam artist, right? Well, I'm a life coach and I have a doctorate and I just need to constantly beg and plead for other money and government cheese and programs and grant money, not producing one iota of GDP. So yes, you go ahead. Fine. Do it. All right. You paid an egregious fee and I got my tax money back for you being a teacher, even though it's a completely different country. I like to get my tax dollars back. Although I presume you'd be one of the few teachers to not teach Marxism. But yeah, more practically, fine. Go ahead. Do it. Life on easy mode. Living home. Fine. All right. But then you better not get used to it. You better not get used to it. Because if you're lazy, it's going to affect everything else outside your finances. Fine, you got your finances covered by an overly generous taxpayer base. But, you know, the rest of your life, every other aspects, sex, dating, romance, love, physique, are you in good shape? Are you fat? Do you know how to clean the house? You don't even know how to live on your own. Do you know how to do basic carpentry skills? Can you fix a car? So that, yeah. And then imagine how bad your life is going to be without some of those basic, without a hard work ethic. Fine. You got work covered. You're not going to have a life. Your life will be wasted. So there you go. That's how you cure laziness. That's how you stop being lazy. Like, it's over. I mean, think of the millions, hundreds of millions of fat people in America who just have no sex life. It's just really bad if they even get sex. How many men look at their portly wives? How many women look at their portly? Because they're all lazy. No one wants to go to the gym. How many people have financial troubles in the United States? I'm sure it's the same in your country because they're too lazy to work an extra job and pay off their debts. And they're always forever under debt. They don't want to finally be free and have that constant psychological nagging about the debt that they're under. Oh, having that monkey on their back. That's laziness. There's the life of a lazy person. Have fun. All right, any super chats? Hey, look who's in the house. Fred Freeman Sowell for Mexican poops for $2. Juan the Aztec Patriarch's in the house too. Fred Freeman Sowell, Scandinavian. Is that a Viking? What is that? Is that Swedish guy poops? Skull ballroom dancing poops. Oh, all right. Taiwan, though, $2. Cappy, how do you get the government subsidies? You become a teacher. Just you go into the nonprofit education government world. That's how you do it. You just don't. It's easier to find. Don't produce anything of value. Don't become an accountant. Don't become an actuary. Don't become a programmer. Don't be a tradesman. Don't produce. Don't drive truck. Don't be a soldier. Okay. Don't be a cop. Just go and produce nothing And then the government, especially if you're a woman, will create a make work government job for you that you're brave, amazing, and powerful and empowered. And look how much good I'm doing. Usually for and fill in disabled oppressed group here. The children, the women, the minorities, the whales, the snails, whatever else. That's how you get the government subsidies. Fred, $2, life coach, PhD lady, pay gap, Sowell, 1970, imaginary. Yeah, Sowell does. You want to talk about a real legit academic, like an intellectual. There's Sowell. I think he's one of the last one remaining. All right, that's it. See you guys later. Toodles.